Calling all shortwave listeners. Imaginary Stations is taking some time away from work, packing up the bus, and heading west. Ride with us through the desert landscapes on a horse with no name. To answer the call, go west, young DJ. Wild horses couldn't drag us away from our musical journey with WEST. Step away from the bad and ugly. This show is gonna be good. High noon at the Skybird Saloon. We'll see you there.
So fill up your glasses and join in the song. The law's right behind you and it won't take long. So come, you coyotes, and howl at the moon till there's blood upon the sawdust in the Last Chance Saloon. Their fingers and bells on their toes, the girls come to Tombstone in their high silk hose. They'll dance on the tables or sing you a tune for whatever's in your wallet at the Last Chance Saloon. It's your last chance of boozing where there's no one to mind. It's your last chance of losing and the first place you'll find. It's your last chance of earning your gunfighter's fee. The pay is in dollars, but the bullets are free. It's your last chance of cussing at a gunfighter's doom. It's your last chance of nothing. It's the Last Chance Saloon.
Is easy to do. Thank you.
Well, hello, I'm DJ Frederick. This is Imaginary Stations. You are listening to WEST, broadcasting from somewhere west of the 45th parallel.
Their heads up on a saddle, campfire's burning bright. Some were telling stories, and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes while the hours rolled along. Began talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeddy-o-dee-o-lay, yeddy-o-dee-o-lay. We asked him why he left his home, it being so dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle, and he gazed the rough crowd o'er, said, "Boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more."
Imaginary Stations wants to hear from you because radio connects us all. Do you have a phone with a microphone? send us an audio postcard from wherever you are in the world. Send us greetings from outside the train station in Paris, or your favorite songbird from Germany. Send your audio to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and you may hear yourself in an upcoming broadcast. This is WEST. We're on a journey out west with Imaginary Stations. And as we end our final broadcast, I just want to say thank you for coming on this radio journey with us from imaginary stations. 73s. Wow, hear that? It's the sound of static and the sound of silence. As a participant in imaginary stations, you can prevent this terrible future by becoming a Patreon. It's very simple. Check our page at patreon.com/imaginarystations for monthly membership info. Your generous donation will include bonus shows, zines, physical QSLs, and more. All for the price of one or two coffees a month. Please help keep us on the airwaves, where radio connects us all.
listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
You're heading west. WEST from Imaginary Stations. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Set your receivers.
Set your receivers for a mesmerizing story found at the intricate intersection of technology and creativity.
Explore the path of this circuit diagram that connects telegraphy and the invention of the telephone with radio laboratories and the advent of our global communication systems.
At the heart of this narrative is the evolution of speech synthesis and the quest to make a machine
capable of speech.
This groundbreaking innovation not only revolutionized telecommunications, but gave birth to a new era of electronic music.
Tracing the origins of synthetic speech and its applications in various fields, the Radiophonics Laboratory unveils the pivotal role it played in shaping the creative vision of sound pioneers and maverick musicians.
This is the story of how electronic music started with the dits and dahs of Morse code
and transformed into the blips and bleeps that have captured the imagination of musicians and dedicated listeners around the world.
Pick up your copy of the Radiophonics Laboratory today.
Available from velocitypress.uk, bookshop.org, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Thank you.
the world has seven wonders that the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers.
Woody Guthrie with just a damn good song.
But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam.
You're on the Soundbeat. The Eighth Wonder of the World title has been bestowed on countless entities, from the Great Wall of China to Andre the Giant. But no matter what you call it, Washington's Grand Coulee Dam is truly a wonder. It's 550 feet tall, just short of a mile long, and one of the largest concrete structures in the world. Just how much concrete is contained therein? 12 million cubic yards, more than three times as much as the Hoover Dam, and enough to build a highway from Seattle to Miami. You've been listening to Grand Coulee Dam, written and recorded by Woody Guthrie in 1941. The Bonneville Power Administration commissioned the tune to garner support for hydroelectric regulation.
He said, roll along, Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but a river, while you're rambling, you can do some work for me.
Guthrie was paid only $10 to write the song, but considered it an honor. Find out why at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
From Imaginary Stations, this has been WEST. I do hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast, and we'd love to hear your comments. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. On behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, I'm DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.
While riding on a train going west, I fell asleep for to take my rest. I dreamed a dream that made me sad concerning myself and the first few friends I had. With half-damp eyes I stared to the room where my friends and I'd spent many an afternoon. Well, we'd together with many a storm. Laughing and singing till the early hours of the morn. By the old wooden stove our hats was hung, our words was told, our songs was sung. Well, we longed for nothing and were satisfied, joking and talking about the world outside. With hungry hearts through the heat and cold, we never much thought we could get very old. We thought we could sit forever in fun, and our chances really was a million to one. Tell black from white, it was all that easy to tell wrong from right. And our choices, they was few, so the thought never hit. At the one road we traveled, we'd ever shatter or split. How many a year has passed and gone? Many a gamble has been lost and won. And many a road taken by many a first friend. And each one I've never seen again. I wish in vain that we could sit simply in that room again. $10,000 at the drop of a hat, I'd give it all gladly if our lives could be like that.